So this is a very detailed calculator as far as measuring how much more income or less income you would have going from one state to another based on the state's tax burden. Now, a lot of calculators measure cost of living. This does not do that. This measures solely the tax burden. But all things equal, it gives you an idea of what states are fairly high tax and what states are fairly low tax.
Give me an example of maybe where moving from one state to another would definitely pay off for someone.
Well, one example, actually, I have a pretty good example where it wouldn't pay off. If you lived in Illinois and earned $100,000 a year, then if you moved to New York, you would basically lose $18,000 a year in discretionary spending due to taxes. So over a lifetime, that would add up to about $1.5 million over your lifetime that you would lose. What this calculator does is it takes into account a state's state income tax, but also federal taxes, and also it takes an average of the state sales taxes and property tax rates. So there are some states that not only have a state income tax, but they also have maybe very high sales and property tax rates, which can especially affect people who are more moderate income.
Should we take from that example that Illinois is not a high-tax state?
Well, that's a good question. It really depends on your income. The example I used right now is just one of many, but you could actually get some very different results. Let's say, for example, if you are more of a moderate income person, maybe earning $50,000, $60,000 a year, you might move to a state, another state, and be better off because you wouldn't be hit with a state income tax. So it really depends. There are people who are actually more hit by property taxes than they are, say, a state income tax. There are states that have no state income tax, like Texas, for example, but we tend to have pretty high property tax rates. So it really kind of depends on your income. But normally, higher income people are going to be better off in a state without a state income tax.
When people are retiring, some states tax retirement different as well.
Well, definitely. There could be a state income tax on retirement. Now, obviously, if you're retired, you're typically on a fixed income, so you may not even have enough income to trigger the way retirement is taxed. But generally, what we do is, since states have so many different and localities have so many different ways of taxing, We look at, as I said, the state income tax, then we look at the state sales tax plus the average of all local sales taxes. Then we look at what we call the median property tax rate. And so if you have certain cities that maybe, say, have a wage tax, then the calculator will not pick that up. But generally, since that will be very low if you take the average of all, you know, of all cities in a given state, generally it's not going to be a huge effect.
If a state doesn't tax retirement income, can this still help them? Can they learn something from this, or is it going to get that far in the weeds for them?
One thing to bear in mind is, you know, we do calculate federal taxes. So this calculator actually goes back and assumes a certain amount of Social Security earnings. So you could actually use this calculator to see if you might be hit by another type of retirement tax, like the Social Security benefits tax. But this would still help retirees, because one thing to bear in mind is, even if they're not hit by a state income tax or retirement tax, they are hit for the rest of their lives by property taxes. And some states have very high median tax rates that can really affect anybody of any income.
We're talking with Pam Villarreal. She is a senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and there is a new online state tax calculator which can compute whether or not it makes sense for you to move from one state to the other. Is it also a situation here where, does this show how states can be pitted against one another? Because we're seeing that a lot here in Illinois, where, you know, some other states are saying, we're better for business than you are. Is this also a way to lure people to from one state to another?
I think that it could be used by policymakers as a way to look at their tax burden relative to others. One of the big concerns of some policymakers is that in states that have a very high state income tax, the wealthier people are going to be the people most likely to pay that. And if they start leaving the state, there goes the state's tax revenue. So this could be used as a tool to show states how competitive they are in the nation and to maybe consider altering some of their tax policies to become more competitive.
That would take quite a large calculator to figure every little detail about a move. So, I mean, this is just one tool that people should possibly take a look at. But as far as Illinois, for an example, some states don't have an income tax, but maybe they have higher fees than a state like Illinois would. That's something that people should take into account as well.
Exactly. And, of course, we obviously can't measure things like a state's gas tax on here. But you are correct because there are cases where, as I said before, you may have a state that has no state income tax, but they'll have a very high property tax to make up for that. And, of course, some states have a very high state-level sales tax rate. So this is really a generally basic tool. We wanted to make it simple and have people put in as few variables as required so that it wouldn't be complicated. But it is based on a software called esplanner.com, and you can use a free version of that and get a very specific year-by-year detailed analysis of your tax burden. But this is definitely just kind of the starting point. It's, we wanted to make it simple and easy to understand for people, but we wanted to also make it fairly accurate.
Is it also a situation where if somebody in their 40s, should they be paying attention to this? I mean, or is this really geared more for somebody just about on the edge of retirement or maybe they have retired to compare themselves to what life would be like in another state, what they would be paying? How soon should they start looking at this?
Well, I think this could be good for any age. Obviously, one thing about tax rates is they change year to year. This assumes that tax rates stay the same through the person's lifetime. But anybody that's considering retiring and they're not particular about what state they're moving to, in other words, there's not a need for them to move to a specific state, they may want to consider looking at this. And also, if you're not retired, but you're still working and maybe you get a job offer and a salary may not be that much different in another state, you may want to take a look at this and see what your tax burden is. As I said, this is not a cost of living calculator, but it will show you fairly precisely, how much money you would be spending or gaining each year as a result of the tax policies in that state.